This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 72. And we're throwing back to a Live to Grind episode, episode 359 for Live to Grind podcast I had, which was all around how to produce an Emmy-nominated TV show. This is back when we had done Ambitious Adventures. So I go over how really Live to Grind, that podcast, led to producing TV shows, what it takes to produce a TV show, platforms to utilize and raise money for a show, and how to distribute your show to different TV networks, all around creating your own TV show, the lessons I learned, and how you can create your own show. So let's jump right into it. And let's talk about how, well, this podcast show led to producing TV content and, well, creating an Emmy-nominated TV show that is now on Amazon Prime. That's Ambitious Adventures. And also going on the journey for creating success in your city and what it really takes to create a TV show. Just the real grind of it, the concrete steps for doing it. I want to jump into this because this is my life right now. From getting sponsorships to finding talent to finding scenes for the show to script writing to flying in a team, finding an Airbnb for them to stay at and feeding them and literally like everything it consists of from creating a TV show. And yes, there's all those things. You have to find an Airbnb. You have to feed the crew. You have to find the scenes. You have to do all those things, some things that aren't sexy, to create a TV show. So how I even got into the TV world, and for anybody listening, if you're a new listener, please go over to iTunes and subscribe to the Live to Grind podcast show so you can listen to this weekly content, me sharing my life and how I even got into this podcasting world. So got into podcasting February 8th, 2015, started the podcast show and used it as a way to build my audience, reach out to different people, share knowledge with them and help them with them in on their journey to success, but also to be able to interview successful individuals and bring that knowledge to the audience and broadcast it to a larger audience. And also having your own show is a way to build connections, interview successful people, build relationships. Podcasting is my way to be able to find valuable relationships and be able to attract the right people and do business deals. You know, some of my good friends now I look at that I've had on my podcast show or just started endeavors. John Lee Dumas came on my show in 2015. Yeah, it was 2015. Wow. That he came to the show and I actually interviewed him at the end of the show. I ended up, well, saying I was a crowdfunding expert, which led to us working together to launch the Freedom Journal on Kickstarter, made it the fifth largest crowdfunding campaign in history, raised $453,000, and then led to us just becoming good friends and podcasting other arenas where I had past guests on where we ended up doing deals together, et cetera, et cetera. So podcasting, at least to say it's been completely my life, the catapult to my career and what I'm doing now. It's been a way for me to promote my events. It's been a way for me to talk about the things I'm working on and just the way to find myself as an individual. Podcasting helps you to speak your thoughts and share what you're thinking, but also to share with the world. Because why not share with the world to help them with what they're going through? So you can listen, you can learn, you can enjoy it, but also you can get ideas for yourself to start your own business, your own company. So how to produce a TV show? It's not as easy as you think. You can't just get cameras and go get a camera crew and like have them follow you around and create a show. It doesn't work that way. You don't just like create awesome things and they follow you around. Like normal life, everyday things, if you have a camera following you around all the time, there's not always sexy things happening. Sometimes you got to create that moment. But it's a little more than that. And how I even got into this world was back in 2015 or 16 when Greg Rolette,
He reached out. He actually sponsored my year one of Young Entrepreneur Convention. He came and spoke at it. And from that, he had me fly down to Orlando to do a masterclass on crowdfunding. After that masterclass, we got done. He said, hey, I got this idea for this TV show called Ambitious Adventures. And he said, I'm thinking about crowdfunding it. If you work with me and crowdfund it and I make you a co-host, how about we create the show together? Well, that happened. I think that was, I don't know, May 11th, 60 days later, we launched a Kickstarter campaign. 28 days later, we had raised $53,000. 2 weeks after that, we filmed our first episode for Ambitious Adventures. So going back, I went really quick there. First off, you need money to film a show. It takes money or a camera. You need a camera crew. There's a lot of costs involved when you have a really good camera crew for filming a reality show or any kind of show. So for one, money. How do you get money? Well, there's platforms out there like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, which I've used. I've used Indiegogo to help with the Thinking Rich team. We raised $370,000 for Thinking Rich the Legacy, the movie. And also for Ambitious Adventures, we use it to fund the TV show. And it helps build an audience and awareness for the show at the beginning. So we had raised money on Kickstarter. In return, we offered people opportunities to potentially be in the show, get producer credits, to, well, get basically value from Greg and I. We offered deliverables like come attend an event, we'll do a mastermind with you. We gave away things that could help people so they get value in return. You got to give value in return to be a part of something. And it's so hard when you're doing your first show because the thing is you've never done a show before. People are like, well, come back to me after you film one season. Well, that's hard. You're filming a show now and you need money now. So you got to really sell the vision. And Greg had a background in video and I had a background, well, podcasting. We leverage our audiences and we raise money. Went into our first city. And again, when you're going into a city, you're going anywhere, you need a storyline. You need talent. You need stories, a featured entrepreneur. You need somebody that you're going to talk to for the show. And you need to make it entertaining. You need to make it fun. You need to make it where people will want to watch the show. So what is your way to do that? Is there some kind of laughing point, some comedy in it? Is there fun scenes where it's entertaining? Are the characters interesting people? And for that episode, Greg and I in Iowa, we went to the Iowa State Fair. We went to Fong's Pizza. We milked a cow. We did funny things. We interviewed some really cool businesses and got to see how they created their businesses. I ate a hot pepper, which was really hot, and I cried on camera. We made entertainment, but also we gave lessons for people to learn and how to go forward with different businesses. So you have to create entertainment value. You have to create a storyline. You have to find the talent, but also you have to find the places to film. You have to get permission to film. You got to have them give you a release. And even for the talent, the release saying like, hey, you're giving me permission to use your talent, your face to release to a mass audience. So if a network buys it, then they have permission to release your content. So you have to get releases. You have to find your locations. We had a script writer that would write the storylines, it'd write the scenes, and it wasn't word for word. Like some of the things we said word for word for the lines because they're really good lines. A lot of it was freestyle. It was just basically unscripted. We just kind of did our thing and we filmed it that way. And the scenes just gave us an idea of what to do at a certain location or where to go. So we have somewhat of a skeleton to go off of. So we filmed Iowa. And then I'll never forget, in Iowa, we had the crew sleep in my floor, the apartment I had in Des Moines area. And then we bootstrapped the heck out of it. And then when we went to, it was Hollywood, we filmed in Hollywood. And I was able to, just between Greg and my connections I had made through podcasting over years, what I did is we interviewed them. So we had Jake Paul, we had Lewis Howes, we had Jack Canfield, Carlo Abricio. We had these influential people. So they were celebrities, which helps bring credibility to the show. So we interviewed them. It brings credibility to the show. It helps with attracting sponsorship and also other talent. We did that, and then we went to La Crosse, Wisconsin. We filmed, which is only about an hour and a half from my hometown. where I'm recording now in Garnerville, Iowa, and we filmed an episode there. And then we filmed an episode in St. Pete, Florida with Kevin Harrington and Caleb Maddox, which is our next episode that's coming out. So we filmed with them. We went to Winter Park, Florida. And then also we went back to Des Moines, Iowa for Young Entrepreneur Convention. Literally a year after Greg and I met, we filmed an episode there. So two episodes were in Iowa. But the other Des Moines episode was mission-based. So we did that. And so that's a lot. You think about that. We had to find funding. When you go to the cities, you got to book flights. You have to book hotels, Airbnbs. Heck, one of the cities, we even got it sponsored for us to stay at a hotel for the week. What else did we do? We had to, when we would go into the cities, we'd have to find people in the city, like our leader, basically the tour guide, the person that took us around and showed us the right places to go. So you got to have somebody that knows their way around in that city. So that's another thing. So we filmed all this content, got it funded. By the way, after the Kickstarter campaign, we had to raise some more money. We put in our own money, but also got people that wanted to be part of the other episodes that paid to be in the show, but also to be a producer, get a producer credit, which is really cool. And they also get to be featured in the show. Obviously, we vetted those individuals. We didn't just let anybody give us money to get on the show. It had to be people that we saw as a good story and could bring value. So that helped with funding the episodes. And just pure work and grind, the things that we did to make that show happen. And the next thing is, after you get it funded, which is really hard, and after you actually film the content, and then you have to edit it, you got to get it edited, which is even harder. You got to have somebody that's really good at that, because the editor is what makes it turn into a good show. You get your episode. So the next step is distribution. How are you going to get it on a platform? How are you going to get it where people see it? Yeah, you could just release it on Facebook or wherever else, but that, anybody can do that, you know? And for us, we had originally had a deal with U2 Cable, which was going to be great. We were going to be in like 50 million homes, cable network. But the people we had to deal with ended up going out of business, so we lost that deal, which sucked. So we're at ground zero. We're like, okay, what now? We continued to have conversations, talking to people, selling the dream, and just kept going. And eventually, we had got a partnership with Entrepreneur Network, which released on the – it was pretty cool because we got on Entrepreneur Network. They also promoted on their Instagram, their Facebook pages. We did Facebook lives when we launched, and we even had like Lewis Howes on the live launch. We did a live launch with Andrew Landry at Lacrosse. We did launches with all the people and promoted the hell out of these episodes as they released each month. And so Entrepreneur Network, which led us to get on Facebook Watch, which is really cool. That was sexy. I'll never forget when that happened, which was, again, more exposure and get our names out there. It was the fall last year where we received an Emmy nomination. Now, to get an Emmy, you have to first create a great quality content, but also you have to submit to different regions. And you submit, and there's judges, and there's a lot of people that submit for this. And then if you make it to the next round, you go to the award ceremony, and then you wait to hear if you get an Emmy. Well, when we won an Emmy nomination, when we went to Florida, Orlando, to see if we won an Emmy, our name wasn't called. We did not win the Emmy, which was really hard for me because there was so much work put in this show. Greg, it was hard for him too. And Greg actually has an Emmy from a past project he worked on. But we got an Emmy nomination for Ambitious Adventures, did not get the Emmy, which we actually did just submit for a couple of the episodes in the Midwest region for Emmys for Ambitious Adventures. So we'll see how that goes. But to get an Emmy, you have to submit. You have to have great quality content. There's people that judge it. A lot of people submit hundreds and even thousands of projects. And you just got to have a great content. You have a great quality show that tells a story, and that's how you win an Emmy. So anyways, that happened. And then just recently, Greg and I, Greg got an opportunity where we got Ambitious Adventures on Amazon Prime, which is huge. It's a whole new level. It's it's a big network. There's a lot of people, I don't know, millions of people have access to Amazon Prime. Our show can be seen by so many people. And it feels so good to see a two-year journey to create a show, to fund, to produce, to co-host, to literally create this show from nothing and have it seen by millions of people. It feels good. It feels good to say this is a reality now. And it was not easy, but it took a lot of grind, a lot of persistence. And now it's opening doors. I mean, now with what that show's done and what I'm focusing on, I've been doing a lot of video content. If you haven't seen, I have a Live to Grind show that's on Apple TV. You can find it on Facebook. Just go to the Live to Grind page. We filmed 5 episodes with that. My favorite, I have 2 actually. The Live to Grind episode in LA we did for that one. And then the Des Moines, or no, is Iowa Mastermind we did for that show. So that was a cool series of episodes we did for the Live to Grind show that Herb Gonzalez and I created. And then also I filmed with a lot of individuals across the country. We did some filming. And then it was a year ago, Samantha and I decided in Puerto Rico, we decided we want to create, travel the country. And then I said, let's create a show around it to create the show Success in Your City, which is a TV series we're working on now, and which led on that journey again to fund a show, create, and just produce it. So we started filming back in January. We filmed in Scottsdale, Arizona. Then we went to Austin, Texas, and we filmed. And then recently, just 10 days ago, not even a week ago, we filmed in Boston. Now we're back in Iowa because we sold our house, and we're getting ready to go to Denver, Colorado for our 4th episode, or to film 6 episodes for season 1 of Success in Your City. So we're going through the same process again. You got to fund it. You got to find sponsors. You got to find people in the city that are willing to help you. You got to find the talent. You have to create the script. We have a scriptwriter, Jonathan Hickey, who literally writes out the script and the storyline and helps build our characters, Sam and I together, as a couple and as the host, to really see what success means through the eyes of entrepreneurs and individuals in different cities. And then beyond that, it's finding again, like, the locations we have to film at, getting permission to film there, finding the right talent, making it a great show that people are going to want to see, entertainment value. And there is, I'll say, a couple of episodes are pretty funny between the conversation Samantha and I have and our take on everything we do. And it's fun. It's going to be a very entertaining show for people. And so the grind is, in my mind here, it's all hard. It is. I mean, for one, if you want to create a great show, you got to have great producers and you got to have a great camera crew. Sean Vela is our director. He's got 5 Emmys. He's been doing this for over 10 years and he brings in a great crew with him, Kai and Jeff and Carlos and Mike, all of them, they come in. There's a great camera crew that knows how to capture great moments. They're talented. But also then you have to have a great editor, special effects person, to bring this all together and take a clip and bring in the music and all the special effects to turn it into an actual episode, a 22-minute, 30-minute episode of a show. So it's doing that. And again, did I remind you that you have to get it funded? You have to get it funded. Somebody's got to pay for the flights of these camera crews to come in. Their daily rates, you gotta pay for their food, you gotta pay for all the things you think of. Sometimes you gotta rent out places to film, sometimes you gotta pay talent. There's so much involved with creating a show, so many logistical things. And for how most shows happen, what happens is, for like a mainstream network, so like Samantha and I were hosts, what we would do is we would literally just show up. We would have to find the talent, the scenes. We would be the talent. We come in as you call the actors, and we do our part on camera, and then we go home. That's it. We wouldn't have to do all the other logistical things. But since we're self-producing and creating this show on our own, we have to do all those behind-the-scenes things, everything. We have to do it all ourselves. So it's not easy. It is a grind. And if any of you had to even go through one of the episodes, you'd be like, how the hell do you do this? It's trial and error. It's being fearless and never giving up and believing in the vision. And that's what we're doing in the show. And how do you create an Emmy-nominated TV show? You do it through persistence. You do it through a great team, a desire to create great content. It's not about the money. It's about creating something that people will enjoy, will be entertained by. And when you see the end product and you see people actually see your work, it's worth it all. It's worth every bit of the work. And with our goal of success in your city, what Samantha and I are going to do with this show is we're going to film 6 episodes. We're going to Denver, Colorado next. So if you're in Denver, reach out to me right now, Brandon@BrennanTAdams.com. Let's talk. I want to meet all the great people in Denver. We're filming an episode there this summer. And then we're headed to our 5th city, which we don't know yet. Our 6th city is Nashville, Tennessee. We'll film all this, edit it. We're pitching to networks. And what we'll end up doing by the end of the year is we're going to sell this content, each episode, to a network. And a year from now, spring of 2019, we will have the show air on a major network. That's what we're going to do. That's what's going to happen. I won't take no for an answer. And just like Ambitious Ventures, I look at it when we first started that show, no track record. And we self-produced, funded, created a TV show that Emmy nomination and now on Amazon Prime. Most people couldn't even fathom that. We didn't take no for an answer. And I think that does go for everything in life. You just have to be persistent, believe in what you're doing, have a great team around you, and really trust the process and never give up. And with that, you can achieve anything. You can go from Iowa to Emmy-nominated TV producer and host. You can travel the country and do whatever the fuck you want. You just got to grind. So I hope this gave you better insight of creating a TV show, maybe scared you away from even thinking about creating a TV show, but that's the process. That's what it looks like. And please do me a favor if you can. Go over and watch Ambitious Adventures it's on Amazon Prime. If you appreciate the show, if you like it, be sure to leave your review, what you think of the show, and support what we're doing there. And also follow the journey for Samantha and I on Success in Your City. You can follow us on Instagram. We're very active there for Success in Your City. Follow us there. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on our website at successinyourcity.com. And follow the journey. We're redefining what success means. It's more than money, power, and fame. It's way more than that. And through the journey and seeing success through the eyes of individuals in different cities across the country, our hopes is that you will find success in your own way. You will see these individuals, these stories, and see yourself in a way and really find yourself in what you're trying to do on your journey to find success. Whether that's taking an idea to the next level, whether it's going on mission trips, becoming a musician, or maybe going and becoming a professional athlete or a speaker or starting a nonprofit, whatever that may be, what is success to you? I'll continuously challenge you over the weeks to ask yourself in the mirror, what does success mean for you? And what is it that you want to achieve in this lifetime? It makes life a lot easier. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you check out our shows. And as always, you know what time it is. It is time to go out there, create something great, and become unforgettable. Because life is too short not to. I'm Brennan C. Adams. Have a great day, everyone.